Good morning. It is a new year, and we're past the first month. Today is Saturday, February the 5th, 2022. Today, we're going to humble ourselves in prayer. We're going to give God the praise, the glory. We're going to enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. We're going to be thankful unto Him and bless His name. If He's brought you this far, as the song goes, He did not bring you this far to leave you. Let's humble ourselves today in prayer. Let's bow before Him. Let's worship and adore Him. Yes, Lord. Let's ask God to forgive us of our sins. This past week, this past year, we're well into the new year now. And I pray that your January was an impetus to what is to come. For the goodness of God, the mercy and the grace of God, that shall abound in your life from this day forward. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts through all the troubled times, through all the turmoil and the chaos that goes on around you. Let the peace of God into your hearts. Let the peace of God into your homes. Get rid of the negativity. Stretch yourself out on Him, the Most High, for He reigns supreme. Praise God, He is sovereign, the Almighty God, the one and only true living God. Let our hearts rejoice in His name. Let our hearts bow before Him. For they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you today. We worship you this morning. We bow before you this morning. We give thy name the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. It's thine today. Yes, Lord. Today is Saturday, and we thank you for how you brought us into a brand new year. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Our resolutions should not just start on January 1, but each and every day, we should resolve in our hearts to give God the praise, to give God the glory. All the honor is His. So, Lord, we come before you this morning. We humble ourselves before you in our minds, in our hearts. Ida, in the name of Jesus. Yes, God, we lay prostrate out before you, Lord. We ask for your mercy and your grace. But first, we want to thank you. We want to praise you. We want to glorify your name. You told us to enter into your courts, into your gates with thanksgiving, and into your courts with praise, to be thankful unto you and to bless your name. And we're grateful. We're thankful. You've taken us through many different things in our lives. Everyone has their experiences. But Lord, we thank you that we are here, that you gave us another opportunity to bow before you, dear God, to give your name the praise. And we say glory, hallelujah to your name. No one but you. There's no one but you, dear God. We thank you, Jesus, for the mind to even want to get down in prayer. Thank you, Jesus, for the mind to want to get back on our knees. The mind to want to get back low before you, Lord, to humble ourselves. Not to think more highly of ourselves than we ought to think, but to think soberly and righteously. Lord, we praise you today. We're grateful on the inside, Lord. We're grateful, Lord, how you supply our every need, day by day, morning by morning, throughout the day. How you watch over us and keep us all through the nighttime, because we can't keep ourselves. Yes, Lord, we're grateful this morning. Glory be to God in the highest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our Father. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Holy is our God. Holy is our God. Righteous is our God. Thank you, Jesus. There's no one but you, Lord. No one. Yes, Lord. We realize, we understand, because you open up our understanding. We realize, Lord, it's you who give life. Oh, thank you, Lord, for being the life giver, the mind regulator, the heart fixer, the comforter, the restorer of our souls. But we can't praise you enough. Let our lips rejoice with praise. Let the praises come forth and bless your name. Even while we're crying, even through the hurt, the pain, we thank you, Lord, that you yet keep in us. And if we put our minds on you, you said he that if we keep our minds stayed on you, you'll keep us in peace. Perfect peace comes from God. When things begin to look like they might go a kilter, or confusion wants to come in, we set our minds and our hearts to seek after God. He said, if you seek me, you'll find me. Lord, we're seeking you today. And we don't want to give up. Yes, Lord, help us to keep our resolve today, because yesterday is gone. January 1, 2022 is gone. And let us keep our resolve today that we seek you while you may be found. Lord, that we call upon your name while you're near. Help us, Lord, to let go of the dead weights, the things that we should not bear. You said, cast all your cares upon you. Cast all our cares upon you, because you care for us. Lord, we're pressing toward the mark. We're casting our cares upon you. All those thoughts that try to invade our minds. Each and every thought, Lord, we present to you, dear God. And those evil thoughts we cast away. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, we look to you today. We look to you today, dear God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us to even say thank you, Lord, for encouraging our hearts and our minds. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Nobody but you. Nobody but you, dear God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your word. Which is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Yes, Lord. I praise you this morning. My heart and my soul rejoice in the God of my salvation. Yes, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Ah, we want to go into his presence with praise, with joyfulness of heart. We want to cry out before you, Lord. Yes, God, we want to feel your presence. We want to be in your presence. Help us, Lord, to sanctify ourselves, to get rid of those things that are not right, that are not righteous and holy. Lord, you told us in your word to seek the kingdom of God first. That's the first thing. And everything we need, you'll add to us. We thank you for your word this morning. How great you are in our lives. How great you are in our minds. Yes, Lord, we want to open up our heart to you, Lord. We ask for forgiveness of our sins, forgiveness of our waywardness. Forgiveness, Lord. We're asking for forgiveness, dear God, of every evil and idle word, every malicious intent of the heart. Lord, you can come in and wash our hearts. You bashe. Lord, you can come in and make us whole and clean us up. As we clean ourselves up, Lord, like you said, prepare our hearts to meet our God. That means we have to do some things. And though we've been slack, Lord, forgive us for our slackness, our slothfulness. We're going to forever be shy. Need you. There's not a moment in time when we don't need you. We need you today, dear God. Yes, Lord. And for those who are listening, I pray for the listening ears. I pray for the hearts and the souls of many. Yes, Lord, help us to cry out unto you, Lord. Help us to cry out unto you, Lord. Help us to make that conscious decision. Yes, Lord, to put you first in our lives, to seek you. Yes, Lord, help us to make that conscious decision to humble ourselves before you. Realize we can do nothing of ourselves. Nothing. Thank you, Lord. We can do nothing of ourselves. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I pray for my family, my friends, my loved ones. I pray for my community, my neighbors. Yes, Lord, I pray, dear God, that you touch the hearts of many. Touch the hearts, yes, God, of those who are listening. Yes, Lord, and those who are not saved, Lord, give them a mind to turn unto you. Yes, Lord, through these difficult times in our lives, we know we need you. We can't do it on our own. If you don't give us strength to do, if you don't wake us up in the morning, we will not wake up. Oh God, help us today. I cry out for the souls of many. Yes, God, help us. Breathe on us, Lord, a spirit of prayer. Breathe on us a spirit of prayer. Ah, my Lord, my Lord. Yes, Lord. Look on my co-workers, those who go off to work and those who work from home. Help us, Lord, to get ourselves together, to prepare. We ask for strength to prepare for those things that are important to you. That even though we might be doing good things, we want to do God things. Ida, we want to obey. Forgive us for our disobedience. And Lord, I start first. Forgive me for my disobedience, my slackness. Oh, yes, Lord. Wake us up on the inside to realize that it's time. It's high time. This is the day. This is the hour where we need to seek our God. That we don't pull down or tear down one another, but that when we see a need, we pray. We meet the need as God give us the strength and the favor and the grace to fulfill the need. And if we can't fulfill the need, Lord, we pray that you send someone who can. That we don't be jealous of our sisters and our brothers. That we don't be envious of one another. But that we pray for our strength in God. Look on the families, the mothers and the fathers, the children, Jesus, the broken homes, Edosha. My Lord, the sick, the shut in, those who cannot get out. Yes, Lord, look on them today. Heal the sick, Lord. Send a healing, a wave of healing, a wave of deliverance. Ida, not just healing of the body, but Lord, we need a healing of the mind. A healing of the mind. Oh, Jesus, the healing of the heart. Yes, Lord. We love you this morning. We want to be sold out to you, Lord. Yes, God. We want to use what you've given us, the gifts of God, the gifts of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your long suffering. Your patience toward us, your compassion, the love that you've shown us. What a great love. What a great love. Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord, help us not to turn away from the great love, but to embrace it, to receive it, and to be grateful. Jesus. We see what's going on in the world. Yes, Lord, through sickness, through pain, through turmoil. How people are being discouraged. Help us, dear God. If we would but just pray. If we would but just humble ourselves before God. Yes, Lord. We want to forgive those who have hurt us, harmed us, talked about us, neglected us, because you didn't forget about us just because somebody else did. We forgive, Lord, in our hearts. Yes, God. Ah, wonderful Savior. We have a memory. It's not that we have forgotten the incident or whatever took place, but that we truly forgive, that we don't hold it against them anymore. That's forgiveness. Let it go. Let it go, Ida. Help us, Lord, to have a forgiving heart. That means we're going to have to forgive. That means something's going to happen. That we're going to have to forgive. Because, Lord, you forgave us. You're willing and ready all the time. When we ask for forgiveness, when we repent and let it go and turn away from the evil. My Lord. Because if we don't forgive others, you won't forgive us. Yes, Lord. We're praying for our sisters and our brothers in Christ. Oh, dear God, look on the backsliders, those who are turning away from the faith. Draw them back, Lord. Draw them back. Remind them of your love. How the love of God and the peace of God passes all understanding. There's safety in God. Psalms 91:1. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Ah, let our minds and our heart rest in you, Lord. There's safety in God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Take us through this day with our minds and our hearts stayed on you, Lord, to let our ears inclined unto the voice of the Lord. A hunger and a thirst for your word. To read it. Open up our understanding, Lord, to understand what you're telling us. What message are you relaying to us, Lord, as we read your word? Yes, God. Help us, Lord, to teach those who you have instructed us to teach. As we continue to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, we bless your name this morning. How great thou art. We love you today for having mercy on our souls. We love you, Lord. Nobody but you. Nobody but you. What a wonderful Savior. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Lord, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh Lord, you are our strength and you are our Redeemer. God bless.